The believers are meant to be supporting one another. We are meant to be helping one another. We are meant to be sincere to one another. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal makes this very clear for us.
وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ.
And the believing men and the believing women, some of them are supporters of others, meaning they are supporters of each other. They are protectors of one another, which means that in my absence or in my presence, my believing brother and sister is looking after my best interest. It means that if I am to put $1 million on the table and leave it with a room full of Muslimin, not one of them will touch it, because we are believers in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We know that we shall return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hence we will not touch that money. And it means that when I am not present in the room, then I don't find that my brothers are speaking about me in my absence, simply because I know that they are believers too. They are believers too. They believe in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So we support and help one another and look out for each other in ways that others don't. And our bond is truly unique, because it is a bond based upon the belief in one, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You and I have no real other reason to love each other, no real other reason to bond with each other. So when I say real, yes, we have family ties, but how many a family do we see that don't have that underlying faith and belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal torn apart? Why? Because they don't have that faith. They don't have that bond. So they bond over money. They bond over the love of this dunya. They bond over the natural love placed in their hearts. But as soon as there is something that they believe in more than that, then perhaps it is money that comes in between them. Perhaps it is jealousy of whatever, something material of this world. They believe in that more. So what happens? They don't mind. You find brothers not speaking to one another. So they don't mind breaking a relationship. But you and I have the link of faith and belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Indeed, the believers are brothers. So make islah between your brothers. Make islah between your brothers. You see the common denominator here. In the other ayah, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, the believing men and the believing women, they are protectors of one another. Here Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says what? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Indeed, the believers are brothers. So it is only when we establish that iman and belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal that we can truly look after one another, that we can truly be brothers and sisters in faith. You see, in this ayah that we mentioned first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They command and they encourage one another to do goodness, and they prohibit and prevent one another from doing bad. When you believe in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, naturally you believe that there is a last day, you believe that there is a Jannah, you believe that there is a hellfire. So what is my duty towards my believing brother and sister? It is to protect them from the hellfire and to take them towards Jannah. So what should I do in this world? Tell them to come towards goodness, encourage them towards goodness, and prevent them and prohibit them from evil. As much as this occurs in society, is as how high our faith is with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So when I see you doing something wrong and I can sit you down and say, my brother, what you are doing is drawing you closer to the hellfire, and if you die tomorrow, this will not be of benefit to you in your grave. That is a true scale of our belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal as a community. Because if I can sit you down and tell you, listen brother, I don't want you to be burnt tomorrow. What is that? That is sincerity towards my brother. And that is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الدين النصيحة. Deen is sincerity. قُلْنَا لِمَنْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. We said, for who, O Messenger of Allah? لِلَّهِ. For Allah رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ وَالْجَلَالِ. First and foremost. It begins with you making islah with Allah, between Allah and yourself. Clearing the record between you and Allah رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ وَالْجَلَالِ. Turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِرَسُولِهِ. And to his messenger. وَلِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And for the hierarchy, the leaders of the believers. وَعَامَّتِهِمْ. And the general populace. When we are sincere to one another, then we will want to protect each other. Hence Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal started by saying what? وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. And the believing men and women, they are protectors of one another. So, you see how the ayah is linked together. As soon as we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I see my brother doing something wrong, I will advise him. Yes, there is a way to advise your believing brother and sister. And the best way in most cases is to pull them aside, to find them when they are on their own. Nobody wants to be humiliated in public, even when the sin is public. Nobody wants to be told in public, hey, put that cigarette down. What does it do? His ego kicks in. He is more unlikely to accept. But if you pull him aside and say, brother, you know cigarettes are haram. You know it's detrimental for your health. You know what? I'm just reminding you that one day we will return to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. One day we will have to answer for the amana that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this body. If you keep smoking, what will your answer be? And leave it at that. Isn't that a better way to do it? Isn't that more likely of him to accept your nasiha, your sincerity towards him, your advice towards him? So, yes, amr bil ma'roof, what is known as encouraging goodness, wannahyu anil munkar, and prohibition of evil is imperative. It is important. Without it, we cannot survive as a society. Without it, we will not move forward as a society. Without it, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has destroyed nations before us. Nations before us. Because that means that there is something lacking, sincerity. And when sincerity is lacking, belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is at an all-time low. It is at an all-time low. So one of the ways that we can do this is to begin becoming more sincere towards each other. By meeting my brother and saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, I mean it from my heart. I mean sincerity towards this brother. I mean peace for this brother. I mean I want goodness for this brother. And we can begin by the heart and we can say, let's begin within, from within. Let's make the change within. And let's make our intention sincere. And let's change our feeling towards our brothers. But there is another way to do it as well. And today we see that that is lacking. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Should I not guide you to something that if you are to do it, you will love one another? What is that? أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Make salam between you. Just pass the salam to each other and you will find yourselves loving one another. What happens today? Those whom we know, we greet. Those whom we don't know, we don't greet. But are we not believers in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Are we not brothers and sisters in one faith that gathers us together? So why not greet a brother and a sister regardless? Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That is the least that we can do. And if we begin to spread that salam, then we find that the love begins. We find that the belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal increases. And today, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the Muslims are in need of one main thing, and that is unity. It is hard for us when we think of it at a macro level. How are we going to unite the Ummah? How are we going to gather people together? But when we think of it at a micro level, it becomes easier for us to understand. Yes, I may not be able to unite my community immediately, but I can greet my brother or my sister that I haven't spoken to for the last 5 years simply because I had a dispute with him, between us. What I can do is go and greet them and say, let's make bygones be bygones. Put it behind us. Let's move ahead. And I can do that, and I will be able to step by step change those around me. And if I can change those around me, and I can have an impact on my own family, then perhaps family by family, we will unite and we will become stronger and we will become more aware of each other's interests. And we will look out for each other more. So we can begin at a micro level. You know, oftentimes we talk about how world leaders can do something about the politics that is happening and what they can change and what they can do and what they should be doing. And we are the first to commentate on how people around a war zone should be behaving. But if we are to look within our own families, we find ourselves lacking. We find there are people that we don't greet, we don't say salam to. We find there are people that we have a gripe that we have held for the last 20 years. Begin there. That is a beginning. That is a start. That is something that you can change. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Should I not guide you to something that if you are to do it, you will begin to love one another? أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Smile in your brother's face. Smile in your sister's face and say, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How hard is that? You see how the sunnah leads us from the micro to the macro. If we cannot solve the lower end of the spectrum, then how are we going to resolve the higher end of the spectrum? How are we going to resolve anything there? Let's begin at the bottom. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, he continues, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And not only do they command good and prohibit from evil, they establish the salah. They establish the salah. Time for salah comes, they know Allah has asked me to do this, and He requires this from me at the bare minimum. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Nothing matters more right now besides, except for my Maker. The only thing that matters is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. The only being that matters right now is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Put everything aside. It doesn't matter. Wal muqimina as-salah wal mu'tuna az-zakah. And those who give the zakah, as soon as Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala tells you, you know what, I've given you so much, give 2.5%, you don't even think about it twice, you take it out because Allah said it. What happens to those people? Ulaika sayarhamuhumullah. Those are the ones whom the rahmah of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will descend upon. The rahmah of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala descends upon that type of people. Those are the people that will receive the rahmah of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Let's look around. and ask ourselves, really and truly, do we feel that the rahmah of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is descending upon us? Or has it lifted? And if we feel that it has lifted, there are simple steps that we can take to move towards Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, to unite one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us something very interesting.
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
Allah has promised the believing men and women gardens beneath which rivers shall flow. Gardens beneath which rivers shall flow. So not only will you attain and achieve something in this dunya, but you will attain and achieve something that is everlasting. Forever. It will last forever and ever. And that is gardens beneath which rivers shall flow. And good homes. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal doesn't stop there. He says the pleasure of Allah is greater than that. Can you imagine receiving your heart's desire, whatever you want? You wish it and you have it. And Allah says, I'll give you more. What can be more? What can be more than that? In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us what is more. When the believers are in heaven, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will ask them that, is there anything more that I can give you than that which you have? And they will say, oh Allah, you've given us everything. We don't need anything. There's nothing we can think of. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, but I will make halal for you my ridwan, my pleasure, my happiness today. فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. So I will never be angry with you after today. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will give the believers more than their heart's desire. And that is the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, such that He will be pleased with them forever and ever and ever. And that is greater than your heart's desire. You know why? Because you are created by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. That very creator is happy with you forever and ever and ever. Allahu Akbar. What more could a believer ask for? And the creator of that human being knows him better than he knows himself. Hence, the human being was not even aware of the fact that there is something beyond his heart's desire that Allah could give him. What better gift to give a person than that which he is not even aware of, that he will love and be amazed with beyond his heart's desire? Allahu Akbar. That can only come from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You know what? That pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be attained before you get into Jannah. Before you get into Jannah. In this dunya, when you worship Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, and you please Him, and you turn away from these sins, and you greet your brother, and you smile at your brother, and you are sincere towards your brother, and you tell him when he is in the wrong, and you guide him towards goodness, Allah will give you that pleasure. You will receive that ridwan from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. That is why we find the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, as soon as we say, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Allah is pleased with him. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal be pleased with him. And we know that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is pleased with him. Umar radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. Why? Because these people attained the ridwan, the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. That is what we after. And that is what we should work towards. And I hope that these words can help us guide and guide us towards a better, stronger, more united community. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal unite us upon goodness. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.